T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looking for another inch of snow at some point along the way today. High of just 28 degrees, so a frigid day. But it's a Friday. We got college basketball downtown tomorrow. And yeah, we got the Lions in a do or die, really. Any path which has them ending up in the postseason has them winning the game tomorrow. Gov, is there a path that exists where they get to the playoffs without winning the game tomorrow? They got to win out, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, there, I haven't really thought of
way,
that.
There's a
the
way
Falcons
it can
could
happen.
Lose out and go 8-8. The Seahawks could lose out and go 8-8. Is that going to happen? No.
Will it happen?
They could both lose too. I think it's less than 50-50, but
yeah,
they could.
Yeah. All right. Well, they got to win. All right. Joining us now to talk about all things this weekend and Lions and everything else is our man Mike Valeni on a 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Michael. Merry Christmas. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
We're
wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because I really don't get it. Maybe you guys can teach me. Why the hell does anyone like Star Wars?
Oh.
Like, I just don't get it.
Well, I you know what? Actually, I think you're probably a bit of a tweener because you were, you know, you're about 10 years younger than I am, I think. I mean, Star Wars came out in 1977, so I was 6 or 7 years old. So it's a seminal movie in my youth. Like, I remember exactly where I was when I saw it. I collected all the Star Wars figures and everything. Like what was, like, so when, what year were you born?
80.
80. So we're looking at 87, 88. I'm trying to think of, like, what was the big Back to the Future? I mean, like, what was a movie that...
Yeah, I mean, I saw the original couple, and then I know the crappy ones came out when I was in college, and I tried to make it through one of those. I just... Like, I understand liking movies. Don't get it twisted. Like, we all have our favorites. But, like, man, people go just bat bleep crazy over this. And now it's like, ooh, let's win Star Wars tickets. And I'm like, I'd rather get kicked in the balls. Like, I just don't understand.
Well, yeah, hey, Mike, maybe next week we can offer off a chance to kick you in the balls. I bet you we'd have just as many people call up.
We'll see how much money we can raise for charity as I get shooed in the marbles. It'll be fantastic.
Hey,
no, I was listening and, like, I didn't know any of those questions. I've seen the movies, but, like, this movie has a hold on people that is truly remarkable.
Well,
and I just feel lost because I don't like them.
Mike, I've never seen one either. Okay, I've never even seen one, period, but that's because I'm a weird dude, but seriously.
No, wait a minute, you've never seen one of them?
Nope. Nope. I don't like science fiction. It got to a point.
That is a little odd.
Yeah, well.
I mean, a little.
Well, come on.
I mean, like, I could, if you ask me, like, can you name 5 people in Star Wars? Like, I could do that.
Right, I can do that, too. I did it yesterday without even seeing
movies. All right, here we go. Hot potato. Mike versus Mike. Stoney versus Valeni. Characters from the Star Wars movies. Valenti, you go first. Go.
Darth Vader.
Luke Skywalker.
Han Solo.
C-3PO.
Got it that time.
Lando Calrissian, the Billy Dee Williams guy.
Yeah, sure.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Nice, Stoney. Nice pull.
Who the hell is Grand Moff Tarkin?
That's exactly
he
right.
He blew up Alderaan.
He blew up Alderaan.
Fine.
He was the chief of the Death Star.
Who was the fat guy in the whorehouse? The blob.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, we need a name.
That?
Yep, go ahead. Keep going.
That's Jabba.
Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, Jabba T.
There.
Hutt.
Chewbacca.
What a Wookiee.
I don't like this anymore. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh. Heather, you want to jump in on this?
She's never seen it
Princess
either.
Leia.
Oh, Princess Leia.
Zuckus.
All right, time out. So hold on. What about, so this was the crappy one in college, the thing that looks like a real alien. And he's got 3 names.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, very controversial character in Star Wars history. People don't like him very much.
I don't know his name, but I remember he was a weird-looking SOB.
Yeah.
That guy. What about that?
He's like the bogey of the Star Wars movies. For some reason, nobody likes him.
Oh, my God.
Jar Jar Bogey.
Jar Jar Bogey.
There you go.
Jar Jar Bogey. There it is. Nice. Jar Jar Binks.
Actually, after listening to your show yesterday, it should be Leach should be Jar Jar Stinks.
Oh, I mean, now, come on.
No, you don't know. Don't run from it. It's completely out of line. And management won't do anything about it. It's ridiculous. It took us 4 hours to de-leach that studio. Not right. None of you come to work smelling. All of you wash your clothes.
Heather.
Because you're adults.
All right, what are you looking for this weekend there, Michael? What are your three things? Besides Bounce, a little fabric softener when you're drying your clothes.
No, hold on. Time out. Jamie. Come on. The dude had an 8-foot stink radius yesterday. That's not right.
Mike, I wasn't here. I don't know. I mean, you came in to crosstalk. He was fine.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Don't run from it.
I'm not running from it.
There are times where the odor at, 5:55 when we do crosstalk is kind of bizarre.
I was told before I started this program that sometimes Karsh would come in and put a candle in the studio because the previous administration, of which you were part, Stoney, there might be a non-shower or two on occasion.
I always shower. My.
I didn't say you. Oh. I just said for the previous administration. Oh. All right. Anyway, what are you looking for this week?
I like this. I'm looking for all this. This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Jamie, come on. I'm having fun with you.
I know. I am too.
I don't think you're having fun. I feel the awkwardness right now. I don't like it.
That's not as awkward as Brandon Stone with Mark D'Antonio. Come on.
No, well, you were my co-host for that segment, so congratulations.
I know. Because you were speechless.
I don't know. Stoney, I talked to you about it off the air. I've never seen a guy get disrespected like D'Antonio. I don't get it. I really don't. It's not like the guy's out there causing a ton of problems. He's not, he just gets it done. And, he doesn't coach at Duke or UTEP. It's a Big Ten school. He's won some things. I just don't understand it, and I can't figure it out because it happens with ESPN and it happens with, local writers who ask him stupid stuff about U of M. And then you go to the bowl press conference and you're up there with Mike Leach, who's really fun, and the dude's an awesome quote, and you get this. It's just, like I said, I defer to you on it. You've been in the market forever, and you're older than me. I can't come up with another guy. I had one caller offer an interesting suggestion about a guy who accomplished just as much who ended up getting dissed, and it was Bobby Ross.
Oh, Bobby Ross did that to himself. I don't, womp, 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 and all that stuff.
I don't coach that stuff. Yeah, I know. I don't know, guys. I can't figure it out. It's disappointing. I don't understand how it happened.
My theory is that it's the internet age. And so when, what's his name? Brandon Stone?
Yep.
Stoney? Googles Mark D'Antonio, the most common hits over the last week were his Twitter scrap with Harbaugh. And so he thinks that's hot, that's fresh, and then he would go with it. And as opposed to maybe doing a deeper dive into the history of Mark D'Antonio and understanding that he's not a big fan of the University of Michigan, he's not a big fan of the hype that Michigan gets, he's not a big fan of Michigan State being disrespected in lieu of Michigan, and, it's I guess in a way, it's the nature of people in that they look for the first couple things at the top of the hits on Google as opposed to, looking at page 2 of their Google search.
Yeah, but see, the problem I have with this whole Twitter thing is Harbaugh is the one who blew it up. D'Antonio was asked directly about the University of Michigan. So, of course, Crazy Jim decides to go out and go, I don't know why he's talking about us. Well, do you pay attention at all while you're climbing trees or doing sleepovers?
No.
He was asked about Michigan.
I agree with you. So, but the thing that D'Antonio did, to his credit, and I think it was a drop the mic moment, not Stone or Valenti, is he basically said what he quoted himself. This
right.
isn't over, and that was it. But that still made waves. That still caused ripples around the internet, and so Stoney out in San Diego sees this, and he thinks he's making light of it. Listen, the whole thing was awkward, and I'm not a big fan of awkward. I hate awkward.
Awkward TV, awkward radio.
Which explains
I
my
can tell.
High school
let's
dating
talk about
life.
Leach some more.
Let's go back to Leach. I love Leach.
No.
Who's more awkward, Dan Leach or Mike Leach? 248, anyway.
Dan Leach is not awkward.
Oh, Dan,
Mike Leach
easily.
Is. No, Dan Leach is not awkward. There's nothing awkward about Dan. He's a goofball, but we
love
him.
Are you serious?
Awkward?
You tell him you don't like him to his face, and he smiles and is like, oh, thanks, I love you.
That's
no,
like Stoney.
I don't love you.
Yeah, Stoney's the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're goofballs.
Well, Stoney's awkward, so there.
That's true.
I would say Stoney's more awkward than Leach.
No, because Stoney has good personal hygiene.
Well, it's gotten better. We'll leave it at that.
Stoney, you're fine. And you had a lovely Georgia shirt on yesterday. It was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It's gotten better.
By the way, you know what you have to do? You have to work on cleaning up your mess when you miss the wastebasket when you fold up your live reads and text. Nobody cleans up around here.
It's a hard hit, Stoney.
Guilty as charged.
Okay.
I will work on it.
All right.
Here. No, okay. I can't run from it. Fair enough.
Do you have a dog this week, by the way?
No, I don't like the slate, guys, at all. I was listening to your picks. I don't like this slate of games at all. I mean, if you want to do one once, like, the bowls heat up, I can do that. But, like, this NFL, like, I want to watch New England and Pittsburgh, but I don't have a strong, you know, feel one way or the other there. I thought you guys were really interesting with the Lions and Bears because, like, I've talked about it on my show. I don't understand how anybody wants the Lions to win. I really don't get it.
Well,
you don't want Caldwell here. So what are you doing?
But it's in your it's in a fan's, and I'll argue this to the day I die, it's in a fan's DNA for the most part, unless really the number one pick is involved or whatever, that when you if you're watching the game, you can't sit there as, you know, Matt Prater is attempting to kick a game-winning field goal, sit there and go, oh, God, please miss, because you always want your team to win. Even
I don't know, Mikey. Once I saw the Giants get off to a slow start, I wanted them to lose every single game so McAdoo would get canned because he's garbage. So, like, I don't work that way. I just don't. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Then why watch?
You know this guy is incapable. You know he's not a good coach.
I agree, but then why watch as a fan? If you hope your team loses, why are you even watching?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No, I mean, I got calls from people yesterday who decided they were done after Baltimore. They didn't watch the Tampa Bay game. One guy took his kids to the movies. Another guy took his wife out for the afternoon. I told him, you made the right move. This team's not even worth watching. It's not pro football. It's garbage. Like that Tampa Bay game, you guys watched it just like I did. That was a complete waste of an afternoon.
It was bad. There's no doubt.
It's terrible. But that's what I mean. It's like the people in this town act like you owe this team something. No, they owe you. They owe you things. They've abused you for 50 years.
What are they going to give us? Are they going to get like some remuneration? Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
For?
When I was a season ticket holder, they'd send us ornaments every year.
Oh, that's right. Christmas ornaments. I remember those good old days. Mm-hmm. All right, Michael.
How about respectable coaching? I mean, I don't see how that's wrong. Like, they owe you a legitimate NFL head coach. That's what they owe you. And it's not just the nine guys on the field. I mean, at 4 points in this guy's career, he's had less than 11 on the field for a snap, including the game-winning field goal with Green Bay. I mean, it's malfeasance.
Yeah, that's not
before
good.
Before you get the pass back and forth kind of thing. Before you get to not challenging plays. The onside kick in Houston. I mean, I can go a million of these. This guy's a joke.
That'll probably hurt him in the Hall of Fame discussions, I think.
You don't have to convince me.
Yeah. All right, Michael, have a great show today. Great weekend. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, guys. Sorry I went long there. Enjoy Star Wars, everybody.
Yeah, enjoy it. It's supposed to be good. Mike Villani, you can hear him every day, 2 to 6 here, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.